Chemistry 1 Revision, Part 7, Changes in the Earth and its Atmosphere. The Earth consists of a core, mantle and crust, and is surrounded by an atmosphere. The core has a diameter about half that of the Earth, with the mantle coming next, and an incredibly thin crust and atmosphere surrounding the lot. Although incredibly thin, the Earth's crust and atmosphere, along with the oceans, are the only sources of minerals and other resources that humans have. The Earth's crust and upper part of the mantle are cracked into a large number of pieces known as tectonic plates. Although the mantle is mostly solid, it is able to flow slowly. Convection currents within the Earth's mantle, driven by the heat released from natural radioactive processes in the core, cause the plates to move at a relative speed of a few centimetres per year. Alfred Wegener first put forward the idea of crustal movement, known as continental drift, but he was unable to explain how it could happen and therefore was not generally accepted for many years. He noticed that the coastline of Africa and South America fitted closely together. In addition to that, similar fossils were found on both continents, and even the different types of rock along the coastline matched up. We now use Wegener's theory to explain how mountains are made. Before that, scientists believed that the Earth cooling down caused the crust to shrink and crinkle, forming the mountains. At the plate boundaries, tension can build up and result in sudden and disastrous movements, known as earthquakes, and this can cause volcanic eruptions. Scientists cannot accurately predict when earthquakes and volcano eruptions will occur. This is because not all tremors indicate that the volcano will erupt, and scientists cannot monitor what is happening below the Earth's crust or in the Earth's mantle. The Earth's atmosphere. For 200 million years, the proportions of different gases in the atmosphere have been much the same as they are today. About 4/5, 80% nitrogen, about 1/5, 20% oxygen, and small proportions of various other gases, including carbon dioxide, water vapour, and noble gases. During the first billion years of the Earth's existence, there was intense volcanic activity. This activity released the gases that formed the early atmosphere and water vapour that condensed to form the oceans. There are several theories about how the atmosphere was formed. One theory suggests that during this period, the Earth's atmosphere was mainly carbon dioxide, and there would have been little or no oxygen gas, like the atmospheres of Mars and Venus today. There may also have been water vapour and small proportions of methane and ammonia. There are many theories as to how life was formed billions of years ago. One theory as to how life was formed involves the interaction between hydrocarbons, ammonia, and lightning. This collection of chemicals in the water was known as the primordial soup. Miller and Urey, two scientists, put forward an experiment to test whether life could begin in the conditions thought to be around in the primordial soup. The two scientists sealed a mixture of water, ammonia, methane and hydrogen in a sterile flask. The mixture was heated to evaporate the water to produce water vapour. Electric sparks were passed through the mixture of water vapour and gas, simulating lightning. After a week, the contents were analysed. Amino acids, the building blocks for proteins, were found. Therefore, the Miller-Urey experiment supported the theory of a primordial soup and the idea that complex chemicals needed for living things to develop could be produced naturally on the early Earth. It is thought that there was very little oxygen in the early atmosphere. All of the oxygen that is in the atmosphere now has been produced by plants and algae doing photosynthesis. In photosynthesis, carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is used to make carbohydrates in the plants. The algae would have been eaten by other marine organisms, and when they die, their skeleton and shells would have been compressed to form sedimentary rocks, such as calcium carbonate. Alternatively, the animals and plants may have become fossil fuels. Marine animal and plants would have gone on to form oil and gas, while land-based plants would go on to form coal. The oceans act as a reservoir for carbon dioxide, But increased amounts of carbon dioxide absorbed by the oceans has an impact on the marine environment. Nowadays, the release of carbon dioxide by burning fossil fuels increases the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. This increase in carbon dioxide is thought to be causing global warming. Air is a mixture of gases in much the same way that crude oil is a mixture of hydrocarbons. The gases have different boiling points and can be fractionally distilled to provide a source of raw materials used in a variety of industrial processes.